I want to make this football club sustainable because I think football is changing. I think it shows out there in the terraces. Fans do not watch as much football as they did when I was a young child, because I think youngsters now have got too many other things to occupy their minds. PlayStations and gaming machines and the like. And I think football is, if it's not careful and gets in touch with the real fans, it's got problems ahead. So my aim is to make the football club solvent and in a position it can trade without the necessity of having a rich benefactor to keep putting money in, because those people are becoming in short supply.
Presumably the way you do that is through youth development, isn't it? Because that way you get young players through the ranks without having to pay for any more.
Absolutely, David. There are many ways. Obviously, you've got to cut the costs, and you can't do that immediately. You've got to learn the business. You've got to learn the uniqueness of Notts County as opposed to a Lincoln City or any other football club, and where you can cut monies to make it more cost-effective. Each year we've brought the trading losses down year on year, and this season will be another record season, but we're not there yet. I think maybe 1-2 years we can get this at break even, and that's without any player transfers coming in, which you get via youth development. And we've brought in a team now who believe in our philosophy, which, touch wood, is the first time since my tenure, and I'm top of the BBC sacking league, so I've got my fair experience of managers, and I think I've got and I like to call them a partnership, because Greg and Sean are a partnership, and I think each needs each other, and as a pairing I don't think I could get better, and I think the good times will return to Notts County under their guidance and my guidance.
Is it fair to say in those two you've appointed managers for a long term, and perhaps because of long term visions as well, whereas maybe in the past you made more short term appointments or appointments with more short term vision?
Yeah, I'll be honest. When we took the decision to get rid of Chris Kiwambia, as you do when it's announced, you get hundreds of CVs from out of work managers and some in work managers. And out of the blue we got a call from Sean, which kind of took me by surprise. And obviously, I knew his playing career because he was playing for my team. And the first question was, well, you're still playing. He said he knew he was coming to the end of his career. And he just knew the time was right for him to take that step from playing to management. And there was only one club he wanted to do that with, and that was Notts County. He's got an affinity with his club, obviously, come through the youth ranks, etc. And his family members being Notts County supporters helped. We decided to meet. Unsure, myself and Jim and Aileen spoke. We would take a risk on going with another novice manager. But we met him, and his enthusiasm was second to none. Voiced our concerns. He said, it's okay, I've got a good number two. Which was kind of ironic, because Greg had applied for the job in his own capacity. So I said, well, he's applied. Does he know that? He said, yep. He was quite happy to be his number two. So we then met Greg and see if he was giving us the same story, and he did. So we decided to take a punt again. And you do take a punt. It's like rolling the dice. Any manager appointed, and it could be even Brian Clough in his heyday, he failed miserably at Leeds, as we all know. So it's about the right person and the right team fitting together, a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. And Sean and Greg fit this football club, they fit with our philosophy. We both have the same objectives, which is youngsters, and you've seen that by the recent signings. They're building already for next season. We have an outside chance of playoffs, and we're not going to get carried away and say, oh, we're going to make the playoffs. We could easily fall into relegation, so as quickly as jump into playoffs. That's how tight this league is this season. But we know what our plan is, and yes, we've taken some players into the squad this season that are at the end of their careers, but the philosophy is always to have a very young, energetic team and play with pace and to get people off bums off seats and bums on seats at the same time, to give excitement back to the fans. There is a plan in place, and we are ahead of that plan, and I have every confidence in the future that we will get out of this division under these two guys.
Now that they've proved or are proving themselves to you in that way with the signings that they're making and the progress that the team's making, does that make you start to think, you talked a few times about taking a punt here and there as to whether to say, right, you're the right management team in place, I'm going to take a punt that I'm going to give you a budget next season that could actually make us competitive in League One and maybe make that step up?
They actually think the budget, it's kind of ironic. We just had a board meeting, just finished it, and part of the CEO's report, and he got this from the Football League, was a list of player budgets in our league. And we know the number we are, but we don't know the numbers of other teams. But we know pretty good who are the big spenders in this league. 2 years ago, we were 6 biggest spenders in this league. Last season, we're the 8th largest. This season, we're the 18th. And yet, we're having a better season than we did those 2 previous seasons. So there's kind of no correlation between money, unless you do a Bristol City. Bristol City's budget is 6-fold what our budget is. Centre forwards on £14,000 a week and £8,000 respectively. Them two players are nearly the cost of our entire squad. But MK Dons down to us, I don't think we're all much of a muchness, but there may be £2 or £3 million differential in budget. So unless you're going to really throw big sums of money at it, I don't think it will bring success. They're content with the budget. We may give an enhancement of it. Who knows? Them debates have not taken place yet.